November 12, John 21, 15 to 19, converted at last. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? John 21, 17. This heart-searching question was necessary in the case of Peter, and it is necessary in our case. The work of restoration can never be thorough unless the roots of evil are reached. Again and again the shoots have been clipped, while the root of bitterness has been left to spring up and defile many. But the very depth of the hidden evil must be reached. When the third time Christ said to Peter, Lovest thou me? The probe reached the soul center. Self-judged, Peter fell upon the rock, saying, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. This is the work before every soul who has dishonored God and grieved the heart of Christ. By a denial of truth and righteousness, if the tempted soul endures the trying process and self does not awake to life to feel hurt and abused under the test, that probing knife reveals that the soul is indeed dead to self but alive unto God. Some assert that if a soul stumbles and falls, he can never regain his position, but the case before us contradicts this. In committing to his stewardship the souls for whom he had given his life, Christ gave to Peter the strongest evidence of his confidence in his restoration, and he was commissioned to feed not only the sheep but the lambs, a broader and more delicate work than had hitherto been appointed him. Peter was now humble enough to understand the words of Christ, and without further questioning, the once restless, boastful, self-confident disciple became subdued and contrite. He followed his Lord indeed, the Lord he had denied. The thought that Christ had not denied and rejected him was to Peter a light and comfort and blessing. He felt that he could be crucified from choice, but it must be with his head downward. And he who was so close a partaker of Christ's sufferings will also be a partaker of his glory when he shall sit upon the throne of his glory.